There's movement in the country, for the word is going round. The professional
farming communities love a good field day, which gather big crowds to come along and see all the latest innovation in equipment and services. And in southern New South Wales, field days just don't get any bigger than the one at the tiny community of Henty. This year, the field days celebrated 60 years of successful operation, and it just keeps getting bigger, attracting more visitors, bringing a huge boost to the local economy and to the local community groups. And here at a field day that attracts around 50,000 people over 3 days each year, a young entrepreneur has set up a stand selling a product that smacks of daring do and bravado.
He's selling homemade swords. Murdoch Rickson is his name, and his business is called Assassin Swords.
His parents, Bo and Jesse Rickson, are pretty proud of their school-age dynamo, who seems to have a talent and a head for business.
His younger brother, Wesley, helps him and minds the stall while he runs off and visits other stalls today.
How long have these boys been doing this?
This has been a intentional about making a stall for this year's Henty Field Days.
And what was it that inspired it to be the Assassin Swords?
He loves pirates and he loves pirate ships and everything to do with pirates, and so that was it. But he loves also the game Assassin's Creed, so I have to say a little bit violent, but he enjoys it, and that's where it all came from, the names.
So what do you guys do? Do they come from a sort of an entrepreneurial background?
Yeah, they do a little bit. We sell pools, swimming pools, and so they see every day what we do for a living, and obviously it's a reflection of that.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome. We love watching him really flourish in this environment. It's great.
The sky's the limit for someone who's manufacturing and selling his own swords when he's still at school.
Well, I should say actually that he started off by jigsawing out swords and it didn't work out very well. So I went and introduced him to one of our colleagues who has a CNC machine, a router. And so he went and saw Woz, and he said, "Woz, I need to cut out some swords. Can you help me out?" And so Woz went and actually cut all the swords for him. And then we end up sanding them and painting them. And he did all the work himself, but it was they are legitimately manufactured. So not with a jigsaw. It's actually done with a router table. So, and he organized it all.
Now, it only seems fair to speak to the man himself. You tell me your name.
Murdoch Rickson. My dad owns a business. I wanted to own a business as well. I just find it fun.
What an adventure.
It is, yeah.
Quality of what you're making is amazing. Are you getting much business today here?
I haven't actually got a whole lot, but I've got some business.
You've got your brother in here. You've drafted him to help you selling. Hey, Wesley, how are your sales skills, do you reckon?
I think they're pretty good out of 100.
Yeah. He's really good.
I love these t-shirts too. Tell me about the t-shirt.
Well, this is what Dad made with our sticker maker for his business next to us. But this one he made with the same maker, and I kind of designed it for this business here. And that's why I brought it on this trip to Henty, because it suits it.
Brilliant. Hey, you guys here for the full 3 days?
Yeah, here we are.
Okie dokie. And then where's the next venture? Where you're going to travel further afield with field days?
I think I will. We go to a lot of pool shows with Outback, but I will definitely be going to more field days and Elmore, Seymour, like all field days with Assassin.